Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchulila 1, Chapter 2. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chanda Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Durgami Pati Mendasya Skalait Pada Gatir Muhu Svakripa Yasti Danena Santasant Avalambanam. My path is very difficult. I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Taksurin Militamyena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namaha. Panchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from Govardhan. One second here, I'm going to see if I can get some throat lozenge. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my voice, but it's nice to be back, I think, after 2 weeks. I'm really excited about this Anchulila. I've been teaching it in Vrindavan every day, and it's just a wonderful thing, and because I'm teaching it, I don't really need to prepare. And I realize that's one of the ways in which I remember to give class, because I'm preparing for it. But anyway, I think I learned my lesson, and Lefty sent me a message. Just one second here. Keshav Bharti, I'm giving a class, and I'm losing my voice. Do you have a throat lozenge that I can use that's a codicil? Yeah, Fisherman's Friends. Thank you. Two, please. Okay, thank you. Okay, I got just what I needed. I'll be leaving for Moscow on Gaur Purnima evening. And I'm feeling a lot of separation from Vrindavan. There's three types of separation. One is when you're with the person, but you know they're leaving. Another is when you're actually on the road going, and then another where the person's on the road going, and another when he's gone. So I'm here in Vrindavan, but I'm facing, feeling terrible separation from Vrindavan. It's just a spiritual paradise in terms of devotee association. Right now, Madhava is there, and he does kirtan from midnight to 4:30. I went in there this morning at 2 o'clock, just sat there for 2.5 hours, and he has conviction. He has faith in the holy name, so he just chants the same tune with depth and conviction, and Krishna's empowered him. People come at midnight, whatever time, and it's just a relishable way to begin the day. And when someone has faith, they can communicate that faith. Just a person has conviction in anything. Just that conviction can be transferred very, very easily, and that's part of how the process of bhakti works. Those who have faith give faith. So this is Anjulila, and it's a very exciting part because in the three parts of Lord Chaitanya's life, his Adi Lila till 24, then he bases in Puri and travels for 6 years and then comes back to Puri, basically to stay. And to, for the purpose of fulfilling his internal mission, which is to become a devotee. Of course, his aspiration is to become the, have the experience and mood of the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani, at the height of her love, which is a mood of separation. But nonetheless, Lord Chaitanya's mission is to become a devotee. And our mission is to become a devotee. So, it's an example for us how to become a devotee. And this Antilila is very, very interesting because it'll show at the depth of realization what a devotee is. It's one with a relationship with Krishna of mature and perfected even love. Love is an emotion. It's an emotion of devotion at its height. And what we also see, what is the process to get that and to nourish it? Of course, first you have to have it, and that comes from Guru. Pramanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. You're wandering. I mean, if we have a perspective on our lives, we've been wandering since time immemorial. This life is not the all in all, but it has some significance because we're somehow put in a position where we can inquire and try to understand if there's a purpose to existence, understand that purpose, understand our purpose, and further to understand our purpose, realize it. It's so important. There's nothing more important than that. And if we're broad-minded and look in perspective, this life is just not the all-in-all, even though we see it as such. So, this example of Lord Chaitanya, he shows us how to fully awaken the nature of the soul, which is to love God. So, first of all, how do you get that? And I was describing your wandering. And then you get this bhakti lata bij, this conviction that comes from one who has that conviction. And the conviction is there is a God, I am part of God, and the purpose of life is to serve God. And not only to serve God, but to like doing it. I believe we discussed with Mahamuni, you know, you can do something, I forgot which philosopher said that that's right, you can understand it's right, you can want to do it. So we come to the point of not only understanding that we're part of God and meant for his service, but we want to do it because we have love. So for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that comes from Guru. There's a transference of conviction, which manifests its full potency to one who surrenders fully at initiation. And when that surrender is there, the door to bhakti is opened, and one begins to understand his loving relationship with Krishna. And then one reads the Bhagavatam not just to understand, but to relish that relationship with Krishna. Anyway, the Mahaprabhu's life, he shows us how self-realization, at least as understood and given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to chant the holy name constantly, as much as possible, and to do it with a sense of relationship, which is nourished by the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is the book that gives us and nourishes our relationship with Krishna. That's why when Srimati Radharani came in Gaur Lila as Gadadhar to serve Krishna, she performed that service. And service means to help one fulfill their wishes and desires. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was to become a devotee and have the mood of Radharani. So how did Radharani do that? The form of Gadadhar taught him the Bhagavatam. That's why Prabhupada translated the Bhagavatam and why he gave the Bhagavatam. It's the book that does that. And to further nourish that relationship with the holy name, or with Krishna who manifests in this age as the holy name, to further do that, then what happens is one worships the deity of the mantra he's chanting. It's called Ishta Mantra, or Mantra Ishta, the Ishta of the mantra. So to further develop that relationship with the mantra, with Krishna, in the sentiment that one has, one worships the form of God that corresponds to the mood of worship one is aspiring for. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Puri and he worships Jagannath. Why? Because he wants to cultivate the mood of Radharani, the love of Radharani. And what's the deity of Jagannath? The deity of Jagannath is the form of Krishna in overwhelming, ecstatic love for Radharani. And the symptoms of ecstatic love are these bodily transformation. So Krishna, in ecstatic love for Radharani, has these bodily transformations which the Jagannath deity it manifests. Even if we look at it traditionally, it's Krishna the Ratiyatra is Krishna out of love for Radharani, going back to Vrindavan, which facilitates him manifesting as her lover, which could not be manifest in Kurukshetra because he was in a position of authority where such intimacy could not be revealed. So it's a very, very wonderful. I'm teaching now with the devotees. It's always just a wonderful group of evolved souls that just come and sit and listen. And we're also going to see, not just in terms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, but in terms of the stories that are told in Antya-lila, what are the lessons that we need to imbibe and realize to actually become a devotee? And not just become any devotee, become an advanced devotee, to actually hold and nourish very, very deep sentiments of love for Krishna. It's interesting, we're going to study that the first thing that happens in this story, besides these introductory verses, which are just expressive of Krishna Das Kaviraj's humble and dependent mood, which is absolutely essential to experience love of Godhead, which is the prerequisite for you can't communicate love of Godhead unless you experience it. So Vaishnav author is not humble, right? He can't be a Vaishnav author because he doesn't realize anything about bhakti. So what happens here at the very beginning, it's interesting because Antya-lila goes high, and we'll also proceed in a humble way and try to discuss these things. But what happens in Antya-lila is it just begins. How does it start? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back. So we're going to get a little story of the devotees coming to see him. Because whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back in Puri, Shukh Damodar calls the devotees in Bengal, and how much they love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how much separation they're feeling. They immediately come. They immediately come. So it describes their journey. And it's not an easy journey. You probably have to walk for a month. You have to have lodging and residency. You have to be fed. And this is probably 200 people traveling. And it's Muslim country. You have to pay tolls. You have to cross rivers. So one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples is an expert manager, and this is the process of bhakti. It doesn't matter where you start, really. Caste, birth, mode. It's all about sincerity. It's all about giving yourself to Krishna. Not first renouncing your attachments, taking sannyas, as in Jnana Yoga. It's about giving everything to Krishna. So he's a manager. And the point, what's going to happen is he gives shelter to a dog. And we're going to read the story. It's kind of interesting. But it's also interesting that it's the first story that's told in Anjali. What happens? Shivananda Sena becomes attached to the dog. And we see that when the dog was not fed and disappears. He's sincere that he gives shelter. And if one who is in a shelter-giving position, who is sincere, fails in the execution of his duty, and someone suffers, that person who's giving shelter takes it extremely seriously. So when someone didn't feed the dog and the dog left, Shivananda Sena just fasted and stayed up all night. Make a long story short, because we're going to discuss the details. Somehow or other, they find out that the dog had got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went back to mercy. And went back to Godhead. But the moral is despite our qualifications, if we can take shelter of Krishna through the proper person, we can get everything. So bhakti begins with the mercy of a Vaishnava. Narada Bhakti Sutras, which I'm studying and I'm writing upon, gives all different types of practices, but you know, it says primarily by the mercy of a Vaishnava. Somehow or other, invoking their affection by our humility, an expression of service. We're later going to be introduced to Rupa Goswami, and people are going to be astounded by his. Going to be astounded by his insights into the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his capability to express it. In fact, Ramananda Roy, who is so capable, who is just so capable in not just Shastra himself, was astounded when he heard the poetry of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not just the poetical skill, but the depth of the things that he was expressing. And the conclusion was, is he must have had the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, he attracted me by his qualities. To think of yourself of somebody who's junior to you, a child or, anyway, depending on your age, someone who's junior to you, a student, what qualities in them would melt your heart? And it's said that when the heart of an exalted devotee is melted, then everything comes out. What are the qualities in that person? Their dependence, their humility, their desire to serve. Rupa Goswami had the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya gave him this heart. And what does giving one their heart mean? It means, this is what my heart is, and I express it to you. Therefore, you can have the same understandings, the same realizations, the same feelings. Here is my heart. So who would you give your heart to? And why? And how would you test that person's quality? You'd give your heart to someone who loves you. Someone whom you trust so much. And what does trust mean? Trust means that in the relationship, that person is committed to your welfare. And you're 100% convinced that person loves me. He only wants my best. So how would you know that? By their expressions of service, their desire to serve, the desire to come in your world and serve your world, rather than come in your world and move the things in your world to satisfy them. You wouldn't give your heart to such a person, but a servant, a person who enters your world and wants to help you enjoy it. So we say in the Antyalila, how one gets bhakti. Anyway, this is Krishnadas Kaviraj, and as I mentioned before, he's an extremely old man. When he says, I'm blind, it's metaphorical, but it's also literal. He's very, very old. In fact, he's old enough that when he comes to the Madhya Lila, he decides, I may die any day. I don't know whether I'll live. I should write it in synopsis form. So in the Madhya Lila, he gives the rest of the teachings and life of Lord Chaitanya in sutra forms in the first chapter. Now he's expanding them. And he expresses his humility. When you have a sentiment of humility, acting on that sense of humility, it's the mood of humility itself, and it also serves to increase the sentiment of humility. And one of the prime expressions of humility is prayer. Sometimes where you stand is how you feel. That's the idea of prikram. You go around and put someone else in the middle. You go around and you put someone else in the middle. Where you stand is how you feel. And one of the best places to stand to cultivate the feeling of humility and dependence and appreciation is prayer. You cannot pray from the platform of pride. So these are the expressions of someone. Bhakti has to make you humble. It says that bhakti makes you humble, and humility makes you gives you devotion. It says that in Briya Bhagavatamrita. And part of the understanding and realization of the devotee, one of the things that makes him humble is an understanding of God and the value of God, and therefore the value of serving God. He appreciates so much. Because of some devotion, he has some revelation or experience of the divine. He values it so much. That's why in bhakti, one never feels that I can do any practice to achieve the supreme. I cannot do any effort to achieve the supreme. Because if I can pay for it, how much value, if I can pay for something, then how much value does it have? Just like Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya banned him from his association. He banned Mukunda from his association. And the devotees pleaded on behalf of Mukunda. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I will see him in a million births. And Mukunda was ecstatic. I will. That's a devotee. Why? Because he felt that is a small price to pay for the association of the divine. And when you have those sentiments, then how much mercy do you feel in any connection with the divine? And how humble do you feel? See, he does not feel my power. Bhakti is not my power. Doesn't mean that we can't do something to get mercy. We just never can do enough to earn it, to force it. If someone's at your door and you're of a charitable disposition and they're sincerely poor and they're humble enough to fall on the ground crying and begging you for food because they're hungry, they're likely to get the food if you're merciful. If somehow they think they're a wealthy man and they can't, they don't have enough hunger to really ask sincerely for that, you may not get it. Whether you're attracted by their humility and entreaty or not, Whatever they get, they did not earn. So it's mercy. So this is really the Vaishnav mood. The Vaishnav mood is this humility, dependence, based on a realistic position and understanding of God. Who is God and who I am? Just like Brahma thought he was so powerful, he tried to bewilder Krishna. But when Krishna showed him, Brahma, the extent of his opulence, Brahma just said, who am I and who is he? No matter how powerful one is, God is infinitely powerful. And when you realize that, then you need God's mercy to describe God. You need God's mercy to attain God. And his mercy comes in the form of the support of the Sukripa Yasti Santaha, from the stick of mercy, of the mercy of the saints. My path is difficult, I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. Sri Rupa Sanata Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, H.I. Guru Rakodon Charana Badan, Yaha Hoite Bignan Ast Abhishta Puran. I pray the lotus feet of the six Goswami, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta Das, so that all impediments to my writing this literature be annihilated and my real desires will be fulfilled. We want to get something, and we want to remove the impediments to achieving it. We're on a particular level, and if we meditate, there's a next step that we have to take. And generally, the distance between where we are and what's the next step seems insurmountable. And that distance is called an obstacle. So we want grace, and that's what the path of bhakti means. We want some help that will help us to achieve beyond our limited capacity. Even in the Yoga Sutras, when they discuss Ishvara Pranidhan, recommended worship of God, all the commentators discuss that the yogis know, who worship Ishvara, that Ishvara is the controller of everything, including the modes of nature and all the obstacles that are binding them and preventing them from achieving yogic perfection. So by worshiping Ishvara, they expect and pray for his reciprocation, that he'll remove the obstacles to their endeavor. You have to feel this way if you want bhakti. You have to feel this way if you want to attract mercy. And if you want to feel that mercy when it comes, you have to be humble. So he's praying to his Siksha Gurus. Jayatam Surto Pangor Mamamanda Madhirgati Matsavasvapadambojo Radha Madhanamohano. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors and their lotus feet are everything to me. Is prayer a part of your life? I'm finding myself to put myself in a dependent, devotional consciousness. There's nothing like prayer to someone whom you worship or adore or value. And therefore, prayer is a joy, because in that prayerful, humble state, one becomes sensitive to the glory and mercy of God and His kindness. So prayer is a very important part of Vaishnavism. That's why we have Mangalacharanams and introductory verses. Prayer is happiness with the humble position. We need a bhava. We need food. So prayer heightens the appreciation of the object of our prayer. And solidifies us, fixes us in a state of dependence and humility. And when one is in that consciousness, then so many things invoke a sense of gratitude in one's heart. One sees a devotee, he cries. One hears the Bhagavatam, he cries. One sees Govardhan Hill, he cries. Out of love, out of experience of kindness, out of appreciation of God's infinite powers and glories and sweetness. Divyad vidaranya kopa dumada shimadvatna gara singhasanisto shimadvara shila govinda devo prashtali bishavyamano sarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath the desire tree, Sisi Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my obeisances unto them. Sriman Vasavasarambi Omsi Vatakatastita Karshan Venu Sanai Gopir Gopinathasye. Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow, the rasa dance, stands on the shore of Vamsivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon me their benediction. I don't have much more time because I'm meeting someone here in Govardhan, and I have to meet them soon. Would anybody like to ask a question? Would someone like to say hello so I know that people heard me? Thank you, thank you. I was getting worried that after missing some classes, then no one heard. Thank you so much. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow, so nice to hear both of you. It just seems like yesterday. Seems like yesterday we were all together. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm here at Govardhan. I'm actually saying it. I'm giving the class from Kamal Krishna Maharaj's rooms. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Bomaj.
Hey, Shastra. got on poorly dates.
The grind, Maharaj. We loved your class. Thank you.
Well, I was a little tired, but wow. I should give a call over there maybe tomorrow morning. No, tomorrow night your time. Not too late.
Maharaj,
say hello to the grind, Maharaj. Yeah. It's okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna.
Lately, every single class that you've been giving, I've been listening to over and over again. This is going to be another one. Thank you.
Good, good. That's encouraging to me. Mm-hmm. Good. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, then I have to go. At least I got my foot wet here. You know, and got the class back going. Thank you all for listening. And once you call Patrick Bishaka Kasinda David Chapatita.